Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
My God, he's from the internet, he's from BetQL, he's from my dreams. When my head hits the pillow and I see him on the back of my eyelids, our pal Nick Ashew joins us to talk about the Local 53. Nick, have you kind of gotten over it yet? I'm starting to turn the corner in terms of losing to that puke green team.
I needed a few days, but it's starting to wear off a little bit in terms of how they lost, and it's become more about what the whole season was. Like, we all knew that was going to be the case, right? Like, at this point, once they beat Detroit, you're like, oh, nobody expected them to get this far. I thought they'd lose to Detroit. So I think what stung the most, we talked about this actually, I think even before, you know, before the game when you came on my show on Sunday on BetQL, and it's like, it's not expected for them necessarily to win that game against the Eagles. A loss to them would suck more because it is the Eagles. But I think the worst part about it was how they lost. And that's what I really wanted to just kind of had to get over a little bit, was like, okay, they looked like they didn't belong there at all after everything they did. So that kind of leaves a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth. But once it's all done, right, we don't really remember the failures for the greats. We remember the successes. And like, nobody ever talks about Michael Jordan's bad playoff games. He had them. I know it seems crazy, but he actually did. People only remember the championships, the success. So that's really what it's going to be with this season with this team.
Nick, Jaden Daniels, how does he get better in year two?
I think it's funny because, like, we look at him and go, God, he's just so far above what everybody expected already. But, you know, I think one thing that will always be something to keep an eye on, though he was pretty good at it this year, is continuing to get better and just protecting himself when he's running the football. Again, it wasn't a nightmare like we thought it might be early on in the season, but I think it's continuing to get better at identifying those types of situations. And you know what, honestly, I'd say, I guess keep doing that VR thing, because if that seems to be working for him just fine, but becoming it, you know, it just working on really all of the little fundamentals. But I feel like already at this point, when we talk about, like, what's he going to improve, it's more just a lot about gaining that experience, and we're nitpicking on the little things, maybe being a little bit more of an accurate passer. But he's already very accurate, got one of the most accurate deep balls in the NFL. So I think it's really just going to become consistency and fine-tuning all the things he's already good at, and just getting that experience out there.
Nicholas, if you were to go into that defensive room, the offense, I think maybe a little bit easier, but if you go into that defensive room and you're going to go, okay, you know what? We got to do better here, here, and here. Where are the spots? Where are those heres?
Well, you know, we thought that they were going to help themselves out with Marshon Lattimore, but he clearly wasn't healthy and was just a liability for really the entire postseason that he was out there. I think they still are going to certainly need some help in the secondary, but I think the bigger thing is pass rush. They got to get guys that can get after the quarterback, you know, and that's – going to be something you can address in the draft, and thankfully you can address in free agency because they have a ton of money. But they're going to need more guys that can just get after the quarterback and disrupt them. I think when you start there, you're going to give yourself opportunities all the way down into some of the other positions farther back because you're just disrupting the timing for the – like, we know how important pass rush is. So I think that would be – if I had to say, like, where should you allocate the most money if you can maximize that money, I would say it's going to be pass rush.
Nick Ashew, BetQL with us on Grant and Danny's Beltway Blitz. Do you think they'll be back in the NFC Championship game in the next couple of seasons?
Yes, and here's the reason why. One, it's you've got the quarterback set, so that's good. Two, it's that you've got a smart front office that's already shown that they can identify talent, and you've got a coaching staff that then is able to maximize a lot of the skill sets that the guys that they brought in that maybe weren't considered stars or on a one or, you know, short-term deals and prove-it deals. They've shown they can already maximize that. But now with that cap space that I mentioned, and the key here too is that not only do you have tons of money to spend in free agency, you got a quarterback that's on a rookie deal for the next technically 4 years when you likely pick up that fifth-year option if everything continues its way. So they've got an opportunity to really build on this. But here's the one thing. They're now going to play a tougher schedule next year, which we always know is going to be the case. Not a first-place schedule because at least the Eagles won the division. They're not going to be surprising a lot of teams anymore. There's more film on Jaden Daniels. So it's not going to get any easier. They lost their opportunity to just have a fun rebuild year. That's over. The expectations are higher. But because somebody like Jaden Daniels specifically, and that culture trickles down to everybody else, has that confidence and that leadership ability, it spreads to everybody else. It's more than just even that talent. It's also the culture that they've already built there. It's not going to be easy, guys, but like we could be looking at at least the potential where it's Eagles and Commanders dominating the NFC for years to come.
You dominate my dreams when you're not around. Love you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Nick Ashew of BetQL.